Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our Sunday gathering at Holy Angels Parish. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Whether you're with us live or joining us on the archives, know that you are most welcome. Holy Angels Parish is part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada, an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Catholic Anglican tradition. The service today is led by Archbishop Deborah Vaughan. You can follow along with our service at www.communitycatholicchurch.com at the online worship page. And now, let's prepare our hearts to receive inspiration, grace, and affirmation as we come into the presence of our loving Creator. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Bishop Deb welcoming you to our Sunday evening gathering. It should have been Sunday morning gathering, but it's just been that kind of day. Things get so crazy on the weekend, so we bring you the service tonight. So you'll find it at the link at communitycatholicchurch.com, the online page. You'll see it there, online worship. Let us prepare our hearts and come before our wonderful, loving God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear friends, God is with us. As we connect here today with open hearts, the presence of Christ surrounds and affirms us. We are one in this divine embrace of spirit. As we open our hearts for worship, let us take a moment and reflect on those things that we've said and done that we're proud of, and offer to God the things in our life that we've said and done that we wish to confess. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect for the second Sunday in Advent. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Baruch, chapter 5, beginning at the first verse. Take off the garment of your sorrow and affliction, O Jerusalem, and put on forever the beauty of the glory from God. Put on the robe of the righteousness that comes from God. Put on your head the diadem of the glory of the everlasting, for God will show your splendor everywhere under heaven. For God will give you evermore the name Righteous Peace, Godly Glory. Arise, O Jerusalem, stand upon the height. Look toward the east, and see your children gathered from the west and east at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that God has remembered them. For they went out from you on foot, led away by their enemies, but God will bring them back to you, carried in glory, as on a royal throne. For God has ordered that every high mountain and the everlasting hills be made low, and the valleys filled up, to make level ground, so that Israel may walk safely in the glory of God. The woods and every fragrant tree have shaded Israel at God's command. for the Lord will lead Israel with joy in the light of his glory, with the mercy and righteousness that come from him. Here ends the reading. There is a canticle appointed between the readings today, known as the Song of Zechariah. And Zechariah, of course, was John the Baptist's father, who had his own part to play in this mysterious and wonderful story of Jesus' birth. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteousness in his sight, all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. John went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. This is the word of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. This year I had an interesting experience. I was at Walmart with my sons late on Halloween night. We'd popped in to pick something up and were surprised to see a lot of activity taking place. Great carts overflowing with Christmas products were being pushed like a convoy across the store by employees still clad in their Halloween costumes. The checkout women were in the process of wrapping their desks with shiny Christmas paper. One woman was dressed as a pirate, and she was climbing a ladder with a huge rope of garland over her shoulder. It was really surreal. Christmas seemed so far away on October 31st. And a few weeks back, right after the Santa Claus parade, a Toronto radio station began its all-Christmas music programming. It was jarring to hear the Christmas songs when it wasn't even December. I was still in summer mode. Well, many people I spoke to were happy to hear the Christmas songs. It just felt wrong somehow. I know that the commercialization of Christmas is not a new complaint. People lament that the real reason for the season has been lost. But unless we've been making handmade gifts every year, we've all contributed to feeding that consumer monster. Most of us have traditions of gift-giving and decorating for the holidays. The retail world needs to be prepared for that. But it seems to me that something is out of balance when people are being pepper-sprayed or trampled in stores Black Friday. Every Black Friday you hear of somebody being run over by zealous shoppers. This is not about Christmas. This is about greed. It's about selfishness and a real disconnect with what's really important in our lives. I was watching a movie about a woman who is about to marry into the Claus family, take her place as the new Mrs. Santa Claus. I was really enjoying it until she decides not to marry the son, and as a result, it was announced that there would be no Christmas that year. All the decorations disappeared, trees lost their lights, joyful feelings turned into depression, a disillusioned elf reflected that they couldn't have Christmas without Santa and his wife. And I think for a very large part of society, this is not an exaggeration. Santa's come to represent the party and the merry part of the holidays. And I guess that's not a bad thing. Heaven knows that this world can use a whole lot more peace and goodwill towards each other. Christmas spirit has done a lot of good in this world for people of all faiths and all traditions and nationalities. At its heart, it really is the spirit of love, and that's a godly experience. One could say that divine love is the reason for the season. But for me, as I walk around the malls and I see the glitter and the tinsel shining in the stores, I recognize the beauty, but there's such an emptiness in comparison to the light that comes with the arrival of the Christ child, Emmanuel, God with us. There's something wondrous and magical that speaks to my heart so very deeply. No purchased item can sparkle like that sky full of angels announcing the birth of Christ. As followers of Jesus, we recognize the true source of all this gift-giving and Christmas spirit, that tiny babe who comes to us, the gift from Creator to all the world. So as we journey through the season of Advent, it's so important that we take time to reflect, to prepare our hearts for the coming of that tiny babe into our world. It's so easy to let the secular celebration overwhelm us and shift our focus to the glitter. Advent gives us the space to go within, to ask deep questions, to reevaluate our faith and our experience of that faith. What does it mean for Jesus to be part of our lives? What are we thankful for? What is the gift that Jesus brings to us, to you, to me? What are the gifts that you offer to God and the world? When Jesus' cousin John the Baptist arrived on the scene, his message was one of preparation. Get ready for the coming of the Messiah, he proclaimed. Clear your hearts, make peace with God, ask for forgiveness, bring your life into balance. As we prepare our hearts for Christmas, we can do the same. Advent can be a great time of spiritual stock-taking, letting go of old hurts, making amends and saying we're sorry to those whom we've offended in some way, and deepening our relationship with this God who loves us so much that he sent Jesus into the world to teach us, to be with us, to reveal to us the heart of faith. Just as that manger was prepared for that baby, so too we prepare our hearts to receive Jesus. When we think on the birth of Jesus and the blessing that his presence into our life brings, we can't help but be joyful. Our hearts sing. We're moved to share this beautiful feeling of thankfulness with all. That's our unbridled song of joy to the world. As we prepare our hearts for the coming of the Christ child, may that love fill us and bless us, that we may bless others during this happy season. In this Advent time, let divine love transform us and deepen our appreciation of the true gift of Christmas. And let's make the choice to live joyfully, to celebrate the coming of the newborn King by seeing the world with eyes of faith. Let every string of light become a prayer of thanksgiving that light has come into the world. Let every shiny piece of tinsel and garland be a reminder of the way in which God shines in our heart. Let every TV commercial remind us of the gift that arrives on Christmas Day. As we hear the Christmas music on the radio, let us hold in our hearts our loved ones, our friends, and offer prayers for their well-being. And when we feel overwhelmed by the many pressures of the many commitments of the season, let's give it over to God, remembering that little babe who came that we might have life in all of its abundance. In all things, let us be mindful of how very deeply and completely we are loved by God, who sent Jesus to live and to die as one of us, to show us the way home into the arms of love itself. Today and every day, let us become the bearers of the spirit of Christmas. We who prepare our hearts prayerfully for Jesus can reach out to a broken world, offering an invitation to enter the mystery of Christmas, to listen to the angels' joyful song, to kneel before the manger, and to greet the child who transforms us with love. Amen. And now let us join our hearts together in a time of intercession and prayer, remembering the needs of the world and the needs of others in our lives and our own needs. God of hope, you raised up John the Baptizer as a herald who calls us to conversion. As we joyfully await the glorious coming of Christ, we pray to you for the needs of the church and the world. We pray for this world and all the places of conflict across the planet. We envision a time of peace and goodwill, of harmony, of all linking together as brothers and sisters. We pray for the leaders of nations, that they would hold the hearts of all the people whom they serve, that they would use their power judiciously, that they would use their power for good, to build the world, to empower the world with love and good things, and to embrace the spirit of peace. We pray for all those in this world who are living in oppressive times and who are suffering injustice, for whom there is little hope, those who are hungry, those who are in need. We pray for those people who dwell in our own cities and towns, those who have no home. We remember them, especially as the temperature drops. We pray that they would find safe harbor, that there would be sheltered and fed and kept warm and assisted. We pray for all those who are in our lives who need to know God's healing touch, those who are alone, those who are depressed, those who are grieving at this time of the year, those who are feeling lost and confused, those who are suffering illness in body, mind, or spirit. We ask that God's loving touch be upon them, that they would be enlightened, that they would know the love that shines forth for them, that they would feel the embrace of God even as we pray. We pray for our own needs and concerns and worries. We offer them to God in the quiet of our heart, knowing that even as we ask, even before we ask, answers are coming, the prayers are heard, and responses will be known for our highest and best. We pray for all those who have died in the peace of Christ, those whose faith is known to God alone. Remember, especially tonight, my dear grandmother Lottie, who died on this night 8 years ago. We remember all whom we've loved and lost, who have passed over to that city of light, where they shine in God's love forever. Loving God, open our ears to hear your word and draw us closer to you, that the whole world may be one with you, as you are one with us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are in communion with each other and all with the Creator. We are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. We are all one, all fashioned by the love of God, all gifted by God's grace, all embraced together by God's love. Today, as we connect with that constant, unbounded presence, may our lives be filled with joy, and may the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ, speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brothers and sisters and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this night and always. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us on our evening broadcast. I hope that you have been uplifted and inspired by your time with us. Look for, in the next few days, we're starting a YouTube channel which will be posting specific prayers. So if you have a prayer need, you know, it's okay to read it, but sometimes hearing a voice to assist you as you pray is very encouraging and affirming. So we'll be uploading some of those over the next several weeks. We've got a lot of things to pray for. And join me on Tuesday morning at 7:30 a.m. or through the day with the archive for a connection point. We're continuing our talk about angels in the Christmas story as we work our way through the story to Christmas. Thank you again for spending time with me this evening. I wish you a wonderful week, and God bless. Joining us today for this time of worship. We know that you have been blessed through this broadcast, and we have been blessed by your presence with us. If you'd like to find out more about the Community Catholic Church of Canada, please visit our website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. If you feel moved to offer a donation to support these broadcasts, you'll find a donation button on the website, or you can send a check to the address found on the donation page. Join Bishop Deb every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. for a 15-minute boost to your day on Connection Point. Until next time, may God richly bless you.